from the Sardinya Samhara.
So the main subject matter of the 19th chapter is the 37th enlightening factor.
Et le principal sujet de ce chapitre est les 37 facteurs d'illumination.
And the first group of these from these 37 years enlightening factor, and the first group there are four, so these four are known as the Tenpanyewar Shakoshi. The four, how do you talk that to me? Tenpanyewar Shakoshi. I forgot the word in English. yes, the four, yes. The four analytical, yes. The four mindfulness, sorry. The four mindfulness, yes.
Dans ces 37 facteurs, il y a un premier groupe de 4 qui est. Qui traite de l'attention, du rappel.
And the second group, there are four, and so which is the four giving up.
Et ensuite il y a un groupe de 4 qui est sur le fait d'abandonner.
And the third group, there are four, which are the four miraculous power.
Ensuite, il y a un groupe de 4 qui est sur les pouvoirs miraculeux.
Then the fourth group, there are 5, and which are the 5 super sense faculties. Super sense faculties. One more. 5 super sense faculties. Super sense faculties.
Et il y a ensuite un groupe le quatrième groupe. Et sur les cinq facultés suprasensorielles.
Then the fifth group, there are 5, which are the 5 powers.
Ensuite, il y a le cinquième groupe sur les 5 pouvoirs.
So then the sixth group is seven kind of enlightening factor. That is also.
Le sixième groupe est sur les sept facteurs de l'illumination.
And the seventh group is what you call the eightfold path. The noble eightfold path, yes.
What is
a fold? A fold is
eight sections,
eight together.
Et le septième groupe est sur les huit.
The noble eightfold path.
Fold.
How do you
say? Ah.
Eight sections.
Hein?
Group of eight.
Eight. Le groupe de l'obtucle comment on dit? Octuple sentier. L'octuple sentier.
Oh, you can say
le sentier où il y a 8 points.
The eight noble paths.
Les 8 nobles chemins.
Mm-hmm. So the first concerning the first three groups of the enlightening factors, so they are mainly the practice on the path of accumulation.
Et les trois premiers groupes sont principalement la pratique sur le chemin de l'accumulation.
So then the five super sense faculty and the five powers are the principal practice on the path of part of junction.
Et les cinq facultés suprasensorielles et les cinq pouvoirs sont la pratique principale sur le chemin de la jonction.
So then the what you call the seven enlightening factor or enlightening branch is called is the principal practice on the path of seeing.
Et les sept facteurs de l'illumination sont la pratique principale sur le chemin de la vue.
Then the seventh group, the eight noble paths, are the principal practice on the path of seeing. Part of meditation.
Et le septième groupe, qui est sur les huit chemins, est la pratique principale du chemin de la méditation.
So the seven, the group of enlightening factor, they go on pilgrimage in different enlightening places.
Et arrivé au septième groupe, on va en pèlerinage dans les différents lieux saints.
Tenez, tambo, temba nyevri kiapa. Ta dete tambo temba nyevri kiapa yete. Le temba nyevari yaba, tene sova temba nyevari yaba, sem temba nyevari yaba, chu temba nyevari yaba di yere.
And these, the first group of four, that is the four mindfulness. So these are the mindfulness of the body, the mindfulness of feeling, the mindfulness of mind is. Mind or consciousness itself, and the mindfulness of and the phenomena. True.
Et en ce qui concerne le premier groupe de qui consiste dans le rappel, c'est le rappel du corps.
Dit comme tu es dit, tambien tu es dit, phenomena. Second one is Tora.
Le second est le rappel de la sensation, le troisième le rappel de l'esprit et le quatrième le rappel des phénomènes.
And therefore, the bodhisattva on the path of accumulation. And they have to analyze, concerning the body, the feelings, the body and different kind of feelings, and the mind or the consciousness, and all the phenomena in general.
Et sur le chemin de l'accumulation, les êtres ont à exercer un rappel en ce qui concerne leurs sensations, leur corps, leur conscience et les phénomènes.
Tête, Te take tango bejunsin, te yella tache tango bejunsin, kayanana, te yella, mumba yavare, simjinana, mumba wanga donga yongir.
The reason why the beings, the reason why we have to analyze or examine these four things, because we are confused regarding these things, these four things, yes. We are confused or we are ignorant about these four. So due to the ignorance and the confusion, the beings suffers continuously.
Et la raison pour laquelle on doit examiner et analyser ces quatre points est que du fait de la confusion, du fait d'avoir l'esprit obscurci, on souffre continuellement.
In Mumbai, on y a Mumbai Wanga Donga Mazona, Digi Yurete, Mumbai Sam, Mahimba Mumbai Wanga Donga Chimbuyung.
So, if we have only confusion or ignorance, yes, if it doesn't give rise to the suffering, then that's all right, that's okay. But it is not only after that, but it gives rise to the suffering, that is the whole problem.
Et si on était seulement confus et qu'il n'y ait pas de souffrance, il n'y aurait pas de problème. Le problème, c'est que de par cette confusion, il y a la souffrance.
For example, when we experience a suffering in the dream, so the reason when we try to find out why the reason that we suffer in the dream, so we will find that the cause or the root of the suffering that we experience in the dream is the clinging to the different things in the dream as a reality, as a true existence, such as for example, the body and the feeling, the consciousness, the mind, all the mental factors, and the all the phenomena in general. So we cling to them, and as reality, we are attached to them as reality. So due to this attachment, the suffering is experienced by us.
Par exemple, dans le rêve, toutes les souffrances qui arrivent, si on examine d'où viennent ces souffrances, on s'aperçoit qu'elles sont dues à l'attachement que l'on a au corps, à la saisie donc du corps, à la saisie de des facteurs mentaux ou de la conscience, à la saisie des sensations et à la saisie des phénomènes. Et toutes les souffrances viennent de là.
So when
we reflect upon the dream example, the way we experience the sufferings in the dream by not knowing that the fact of the dream, yes, by not knowing the reality of the dream, but rather clinging to them as reality. So this, from this we can draw a conclusion that all the suffering, all the samsaric suffering, suffering that we experience in everyday life is due to not having or not having the mindfulness concerning this.
Et quand on examine l'exemple du rêve et que l'on voit que les souffrances viennent du fait de s'attacher à ces différents facteurs comme étant réels, on comprend que dans la vie réelle, dans la vie courante, il faut utiliser le rappel en ce qui concerne ces facteurs.
Tene mala jene kapso mo chibayina tene donga mayong te yendo tene temba nyevar yape temba nyevar yapa di yete yapo di gona tene donga le tor togere donga le nde togere.
So the way and by recognizing the dream, the way by being aware of the dream, so and we don't, we would not experience the sufferings in the dreams, and which happens due to clinging to them as reality. So in the same way, Rinpoche says in everyday life, and if we have this four mindfulness or the four tenpa nyewa shapa si or four mindfulness, so then suffering would not affect us. We will not be affected by suffering.
Et si l'on utilise, si l'on est conscient du rêve, que l'on reconnaît le rêve, il n'y a plus de souffrance. De la même manière, dans la vie courante, si on utilise ces quatre formes de rappel, il n'y a plus de souffrance.
Therefore, it is very important to practice the four mindfulness.
Donc, il est très important de pratiquer ces quatre formes de rappel.
However, concerning the practice, first we have to practice the one in the gross level, and then one by one we have to do the subtle one.
En ce qui concerne la pratique, d'abord on médite sur les aspects grossiers et ensuite de plus en plus subtils.
Te rapate ta tembanye yage nane yor rapate lure.
Out of these four which I have translated as the mindfulness, I think anyway, temba means a memory, you know, or recollection. Could better to say recollection. The four recollection. Recollection is in memory. Yeah. And the first one that among these four, the first one, which is more in gross level, is the recollection of the body. Yes.
En ce qui concerne ces quatre formes d'attention ou de rappel, mm-hmm. le plus grossier, celui le premier qui concerne le corps.
Tenez le temba niyavari maya non.
If we don't practice the recollection of the body, so then we will experience different kind of many sufferings because of the body.
Et si on n'utilise pas ce rappel au niveau du corps, on éprouvera des souffrances par le biais de ce corps.
So not only that it develops the klesha or the afflicting emotions also in relation to or due to one's own body and thinking that I'm physically very tall and very very big and then they gives her the pride.
Et non seulement ça, mais ça éveille des pensées en ce qui concerne notre corps, des émotions telles que de penser qu'on est très fort, très grand, et donc ça crée de la de l'orgueil.
Tenez kaché na le chobo yin, tenez na ne pa yin samba andaho tsene semhyon ba ke.
For some people, and is also make them discouraged, and thinking that I'm physically I'm very weak, and I'm sick, etc.
D'autres, par contre, sont très découragés en pensant qu'ils sont très faibles, malades, etc.
Tenez ganga. Tenez tate tange tumongla.
So generally these all the suffering. So generally or the commonly the suffering, physical suffering is the common physical suffering that everybody experiences is due to clinging to the body, yes. Attachment to the body.
Et la souffrance commune au niveau du corps et l'attachement au corps, que l'on soit grand ou que l'on soit petit.
Therefore, in order to pacify or remove the suffering caused by the attachment to the body, and we have to practice the recollection of body or mindfulness regarding the body.
Et pour pacifier ces à l'attachement que l'on a au corps, on doit pratiquer le rappel en ce qui concerne le corps.
The way to practice the recollection concerning the body is that, or in order to practice the recollection concerning recollection of the body, first we have to analyze, we have to examine the body, and how it is not true, inherently non-existence. And this we have to examine very in a subtle way, in very minutely. And then when we examine this way, then finally we find the body is not inherently existent, it is not not reality.
Et comment est-ce qu'on utilise ce rappel? En examinant minutieusement le corps, et après l'avoir examiné minutieusement, l'avoir analysé, on arrive à la conclusion qu'il n'a pas d'existence intrinsèque réelle.
So the way to examine the body means, Rinpoche says that applying one's own wisdom. So how we have to examine each and every part of the body, and for example the head and the limbs, the every part of the body, then how they are not true existent, how they are not inherently existent.
Et comment doit-on examiner en prenant chaque partie du corps, par exemple la tête, les membres, le dos, etc., et examiner
both outside, inside,
à la fois l'intérieur et l'extérieur, et examiner comment ils n'ont pas d'existence intrinsèque.
Then as the Acharya Shantideva said in the text that and neither the head is body nor the limbs are Godankala. Acharya Shantideva said that neither the head is body or nor the limbs are body.
Et Shantideva a dit que ni la tête n'était pas le corps, que les membres n'étaient pas le corps non plus.
So this way, when we examine very minutely with analytical wisdom, so and it will go till the atom. And then when we examine more, even the atom also get lost or become disappears.
Et quand on examine minutieusement avec la connaissance transcendante, on va jusqu'aux atomes et ensuite même on trouve que même les atomes n'existent pas.
Tenez le temps n'y a rien de là le déchaque rire ni da main battant.
Concerning the recollection, the meditation on the recollection of the body, there are two ways. How? There are two ways of doing meditation, analytical meditation, The first is how the body is not the ego. How each and every part of the body is not the not ego or not not I, And then then how the each and every part of the body is not body.
En ce qui concerne cette méditation, il y a deux aspects, c'est comment chaque partie et toutes les parties du corps ne sont pas le moi, et comment chaque partie et toutes les parties du corps ne sont pas le corps.
Perna danda ta rakwa de ke le lawre traba khata de tin traba de le jang mare la chatag dathin thawa de da jang mare le jang mare da mayin ba Shatak dutin trawa te da mayin pa te kanzak dame re, lu mayin pa te chuje dame re.
And concerning the recollection of the body in the gross level, how they are not, how it is not ego, how it is not body. So that's the most simple rupees to understand. However, the more subtle one is to examine, the subtle way of examining is that that how the smallest particle of the body, that is means the smallest part of the body, it's very minute, very smallest, or the physical body in atom level, very subtle level, yes, how it is not ego. And how is not ego, we examine, yes. So when we find the absence of ego, so that is the egolessness concerning the body. And then when we don't find the existence of the body at all, so that in that level, which is the absence of the body, is the shunyata, or the voidness, concerning the body.
Et en ce qui concerne cette méditation, le niveau grossier, savoir comment... Comment il n'y a pas d'existence... Donc comment toutes les parties du corps et chacune des parties n'est pas le moi, et comment toutes ces parties du corps et chacune n'est pas l'ego, n'est pas le corps, c'est une... Au niveau grossier, c'est assez facile. Mais ensuite, il faut arriver jusqu'au niveau de l'atome et trouver que comment chacune et toutes les parties du corps n'étant pas le moi, c'est l'absence d'entité intrinsèque de l'ego, et comment chacune et toutes les parties du corps n'étant pas le corps, c'est l'absence d'entité intrinsèque de tous les phénomènes.
The reason why the smallest particle or the atom is not the I or not ego or not how it, why it is not body, because when they are analyzed or they are examined, so they are also, even the atom is also not inherently existent, not real existent.
Et la raison pour laquelle le plus petit des atomes ne peut pas être assimilé à l'ego ni au corps, et que même ce plus petit atome n'a pas d'existence intrinsèque.
Tena le dad madopadan, le dembar madopar, te hirabjitye te gongoyaras.
So therefore we have to meditate. We have to practice meditation, meditate how the body is not ego, and how the body is not body.
Et de cette manière, nous devons méditer comment le corps n'est pas l'ego et comment il n'est pas le corps.
Tenel teta lula le temba nyega de yabo gomna lula temba donga de tele trotogoyera.
So in this way, and when we practice the recollection of the body, and then we will get freedom from the suffering caused by the body.
Et si de cette manière on utilise le rappel au niveau du corps, on se libère des souffrances du corps.
Tetar le temba nyega de ma gomba yina kitan ji ten ji kan la le debon de ngin da le zangbon de ngin yore te yina ya tene le zangbon yong se de min je de tap kan de ji se na yang le je dong ha le tor to go yong.
Generally speaking, Rinpoche says that everywhere in the world, people wish to have good health, and also good health and a very a nice body, yes. Yes, a good body. And for this purpose, they undergo a different kind of medical treatment, or different kind of, yes, they take different kind of treatment, yes. So this, instead of giving them happiness, it rather gives suffering.
causes rather causes us suffering.
Et d'une manière générale, tous les êtres dans le monde souhaitent avoir une bonne santé et un bon corps, et dans ce but entreprennent différents traitements, mais ceci, au lieu de leur donner le bonheur, leur amène la souffrance.
If he has medical treatment, if through the medical treatment one can pacify or remove all these sufferings that one experiences due to the body or physically, so then of course there are many, many rich people in the world. They can remove the physical suffering forever, but in fact it doesn't happen. It's not possible. They also experience the suffering continuously, like us, the suffering caused by the body.
Et si il y a des gens très riches dans le monde qui peuvent avoir des traitements médicaux dans l'espoir de ne pas des traitements très élaborés pour ne pas avoir de souffrance. Mais autant de richesses que l'on est, de
the more we cling to the body as reality, the more one experiences the suffering.
Et le plus on saisit le corps comme étant réel, le plus on expérimente de souffrance.
Tene malare pe songol la malare pa trapol la na na norda longjo kaya me ba yo yere ina kong tene songol la devo dan chipo payanda koyanga songjan yobres.
And by reading the Milarepa songs, Rinpoche says we can understand, we can know that though, yes, when he was in the mountains, in the caves, he possessed nothing. And however, through this song we can understand, we can know that his songs is, it sounds that, yes, full of happiness, full of spaciousness. Very spacious and very open and very relaxed one song.
Et en lisant les chants de Milarepa, on voit que quand il était dans les grottes, il ne possédait absolument rien, et en dépit de cela, il était, il avait l'esprit très très heureux, très détendu, très ouvert.
Tene Milarepa trapo yo pa kapso loma so ta jinda de soyon. Tene je te manje mambon ro so je te kusuk depo yo ve sen yo pa kapso. Tene jese mele tene deva togo sungo la so pa devo ta chipo ye pa lo tan gor sungo ye pa.
The songs and the songs, yes, which contain the concerning the what we call spaciousness and openness and the blissfulness. For example, it was said that once Milarepa and his disciples and then the other the benefactors of Jindas, yes, his disciples, yes, they came to him, and then they asked him how he was, and because they didn't see him for a long time, so how his health is, and how everything is going on. So when they asked Milarepa, and then Milarepa answered them in the songs, yes, which is called the songs which the six kind of happiness. Yes.
Et quand des disciples à lui ou des bienfaiteurs venaient le voir, ne l'ayant pas vu depuis longtemps, et lui demandaient comment il allait, il répondait, il a répondu par le chant qui parle des six félicités.
Tétal malare pa latene tanda devo te chipo yobate le temba nyevar ya pa gombato de somare.
So thus, we must say that the reason why Milarepa always had a very physically sound, physically very healthy, and mentally very happy, because he always practiced the recollections.
Et la raison pour laquelle Milarepa était physiquement en très bonne santé et moralement très heureux, et qu'il pratiquait toujours le rappel.
Then the loot and ban never yaba telanin, the table law, the loom, the tambar gom, the temanier yaba yores.
Concerning the and recollection, concerning the meditation on the recollection of the body, and according to the Shavaka systems, and one meditate on the body as ugly things, as being very ugly, yes.
En ce qui concerne le rappel au niveau du corps, dans le système des Shravaka, on médite sur la laideur du corps.
Tenyende tebe lo le le matamba gom gobe jonsen kare sanan jiktin pe le tsamar hien pe namdo yore te dogba tondo tondan tapso le matamba gombe tapso mbare.
And then this approach or this method of the Shravakas, and why this method is applied, because and it is very general, it's very common to all the worldly people that they cling to their body as pure and perfect. Yes. So in order to eliminate this wrong idea, wrong concept concerning their body as being pure, and, this method is introduced in Shravaka system.
Et on médite sur le caractère repoussant du corps parce que au niveau mondain, tout le monde a la tendance de considérer son corps comme pur et agréable. C'est pour enlever cette tendance.
Tene tekwa chenpe lo la le da me ba tongba nye do gomba re te le da me ba le da da ma do pa da le denbar ma do par gomba la ten te tene tsaman chenpe nam do ta tsokpar chenpe nam do nika shik do gui.
So then in the Mahayana, and one meditate on the body as not being true existence, as being as void, devoid of entity. So through this meditation, and one can eliminate both the concept of one's own body, the concept concerning one's own body as being pure and impure, both concepts are eliminated.
Et au niveau du Mahayana, on médite sur le corps comme n'ayant pas d'existence intrinsèque. Et par cette méditation, on élimine les concepts du corps comme étant pur ou impur. On élimine les deux concepts en même temps.
So then, according to the tradition of the Vajrayana, the practice of recollection of the body is that visualize one's own body as a deity, in the form of a deity, and which is an indivisible union of rainbow and voidness. So in this way one eliminate the impurities.
Dans le Vajrayana, on médite sur le corps sur son corps comme étant le corps de la vacuité, l'indifférenciation de la vacuité. Non, qu'est-ce que j'ai dit?
C'est le corps de la divinité.
Ah oui, c'est ça. Comme étant le corps de la divinité, c'est-à-dire l'indifférenciation de la vacuité et de l'arc-en-ciel. Et de cette manière, on élimine les impuretés du corps.
So this method in Vajrayana, that the meditations, meditation on the body as the body of the divinity or the deity, yes, which is like a rainbow appearing and voidness together. So this, Rinpoche says, if one wonders, then how this one, what kind of concept this eliminate? So he says that it eliminates all the three kind of concept, or the three kind of attachment or concept, yes. The concept in the ordinary level, in the worldly level, we have the concept of the body as being pure. And because we cherish it and we cling to it as a pure, yes. And then in the Shravakas level, then we develop the concept of the body as being impure, very ugly, very bad things. And then in the Mahayana, in the Mahayana, then we develop the concept of the body as being devoid of entity and completely void. So in Vajrayana, this Vajrayana method remove all these concepts, this different concept in three different levels.
Et par cette méditation sur son corps comme étant d'arc-en-ciel, c'est-à-dire l'union de la vacuité et de l'apparence, on élimine les trois formes de concepts que sont le concept au niveau mondain d'attachement à son corps comme étant quelque chose de pur, le concept au niveau, c'est-à-dire le concept au niveau du véhicule des Shravaka qui est de considérer son corps comme étant repoussant, et le concept du Mahayana qui considère le corps comme étant complètement vide.
Tenyan penna dorje tebe lo la le tongpa nye to gom tongpa ngang le lar gomba te tenyan tanda le tongpa nye to gomba te le le khenpa toga tapsare tongpa ngang le lar gomba te tongpa le khenpa toga tapsare jiso la tongpa nye je ngang to doba te yang la le khenpa toga tapsare.
So in Vajrayana there are three processes concerning the visualization of one's own body as a deity. First, we transform our own body, or we imagine or transform, yes, our own body as void, completely emptiness. So then, from within this empty state, then we visualize or we give rise to the to our own body as the body of divinity, and then finally we absorb back, we dissolve, yes, this body into again voidness. The purpose of these three circles or these three processes is to say that the first one is to the first one is that in order to eliminate, yes, the concept of the body as being true existence. And the second one, that is visualizing one's own body as the divinity, is again eliminate the concept of the body as being completely emptiness, without entity. And the third one is that again they eliminate the, you know, the attachment to the divine body that we have created. In order to eliminate this, then again we dissolve it back into the shunyata.
Et il y a trois phases dans la visualisation. D'abord, on dissout son propre corps dans la vacuité. De cette vacuité, on fait apparaître le corps, notre corps sous la forme de la divinité. Et ensuite, on dissout de nouveau ce corps de la divinité dans la vacuité. Et le but est, d'abord, quand on dissout son corps dans la vacuité, d'éliminer le concept de son corps comme ayant une entité intrinsèque. Ensuite, quand on fait apparaître son corps sous la forme de la divinité, d'éliminer le concept du corps comme étant vacuité, et quand de nouveau on fait dissoudre le corps de la divinité dans la vacuité, d'éliminer l'attachement que l'on a au corps de la divinité comme ayant une existence réelle.
So that means the most profound meditation on the recollection of the body is the one in the Vajrayana.
Et le rappel le plus profond au niveau du corps est celui de la méthode du Vajrayana.
Nyanayan tambo temba nyaya le matamba temba nyavari gyapa tan tongba nyeda temba nyavari gyapa teyan gongongre.
And however, in the beginning, it's also important to do meditation on the recollection of the body as being ugly or as being impure and devoid of entity, void.
Mais au début, il est important de méditer sur le corps ayant un aspect repoussant et sur le corps comme étant vacuité.
Tene chepar to tomba nyeda magom na And
particularly in Bhajayana, and unless and until first we transform the body as first in the voidness, so then when we visualize the deity, so then deity, whether in front of us or ourselves, that the deity is being indivisible union of appearance and voidness will not be possible.
Et spécialement, tant qu'on ne médite pas sur la vacuité, si l'on visualise le corps de la divinité, comme ce corps est l'union de l'apparence et de la vacuité, on ne peut pas faire cette visualisation.
Et
concerning this recollection of meditation on the recollection of the body, according to Bhajayana, one can Rinpoche say that one can take any, when one visualizes oneself as a deity, one can take any deity in which one has more faith and more devotion. For example, like Chakrasambhara, Kolodemcho, Dorje Phamo, and generally so on.
En ce qui concerne ce rappel au niveau du corps dans le Vajrayana, on peut se visualiser sous la forme de la divinité en laquelle on a le plus de, avec laquelle on a le plus d'affinité, que ce soit Chenrezi, Kolodemcho ou Dorje Phamo.
Tena jase sanje samba, tekpa chenpe lanle chope sanje samba samba namje, rang lu tenpa nyevar yapa gomte, lu tenpa nyevar yapa gomba la tenpe hebe nyamnyong te, tene lu la tenpe donga chin nam la tingo.
So therefore, the male and female bodhisattva follow the Mahayana path. And first they should meditate upon the recollection of the body. And then this method through which they could pacify their own suffering due to the body should teach to the other beings also.
Donc les bodhisattvas qui sont sur le chemin du Mahayana doivent d'abord pratiquer leur appel en ce qui concerne le corps, pacifier les souffrances du corps, et ensuite l'enseigner aux autres.
So now the second one is the recollection of feelings.
Le deuxième est le rappel en ce qui concerne les...
And the definition of feeling, or the meaning of the feeling in general, is that it says that the feeling is by nature and experiences.
Et la définition de la sensation, le sens des sensations, est l'expérience.
So then the biggest suffering that the suffering of the worldly people or ordinary people that one experience is the clinging to or grasping to the feelings, as reality.
Et la plus grande souffrance des êtres au niveau ordinaire est de s'attacher aux sensations comme étant réelles.
And not only the suffering is caused by the grasping to the feeling as a reality, but suffering itself is also inherently non-existent, not reality. And not only the Yes. Not only the suffering is caused by the, you know, grasping to the feelings as the true existence, mm-hmm. but even the suffering itself is not true existence.
Dunga te tsobal tene songa maze. Dunga ranga ngobo yang tsobal.
Yes. The suffering not only caused by the feelings, but the better thing to say that the suffering is caused by the feeling, and the suffering itself is not true existence. The suffering itself is feeling, yes.
Et non seulement la souffrance est causée par le fait de s'attacher aux sensations comme étant existantes, mais la souffrance est également est une sensation.
For example, when we experience as very great sufferings in the dream caused by the fire and the water and so on, so these sufferings are due to clinging to the feelings as reality.
Par exemple, les souffrances que l'on éprouve en rêve, comme étant brûlées ou d'autres souffrances, sont dues au fait de s'attacher aux sensations comme étant réelles.
Therefore, it is very important to do meditation on the recollection of the feeling.
Pour cette raison, il est très important de méditer sur la rappel en ce qui concerne les sensations.
And concerning the meditation on the recollection of the feelings, and or in order to do it, and we have to analyze, we have to examine the nature of the feelings.
Et pour ce en ce qui concerne les sensations, on doit analyser l'essence des sensations.
In order to do examine it, first yes, we have to, yeah, the process of examining is that, and first we have to examine or analyze, and what is the nature of this the feelings here, feeling itself, and then how it arises, and how it it becomes stable or it rests, and how it ceases. So these processes should be examined by wisdom.
On doit analyser par la connaissance la nature de la sensation. Comment surgit la sensation, comment elle demeure, comment elle s'en va.
For example, at the present moment, and when a feeling arises, a feeling of suffering arises, so at that very moment we should examine and how it came into existence, how it arises. How it stays, yes, and then how it ceases.
Quand surgit en nous une sensation de souffrance, on doit examiner d'où vient cette souffrance, où est-ce qu'elle demeure et où est-ce qu'elle s'en va.
Khebar de tene tadar je chowa te ngobo kande je rendo chowa te la ye doga do doga kande do ta ko yes.
And the picture, we have to observe, we have to examine the feeling that we experience at the present moment, whether it has any, how it looks like, and whether it has any shape or color or not, and so on.
Et on doit examiner si cette la sensation que l'on ressent, savoir si elle a une forme, si elle a une couleur, comment elle est, etc.
Tetar ta tatar je chowa ngawa la ta ke ta na tene tatar je chowa ta rangi nye madro ba denbar madro pa tongba nye.
So in this way, when we examine the feeling at the present moment and examine, then this feeling that at the present moment is becomes, yes, inherently non-existent or void.
Et en examinant ainsi, on s'aperçoit que cette souffrance n'a pas d'existence intrinsèque et elle s'en va.
Pena tadar je sem je donga je choba je ona te choba te rang ngue som de nyong de ba zo ma ta ba rawo je ye ba te tene choba te kunzo de ba ras te la kunzo de ma se ye ras
so and for example kunzo de bi choba so chidang kunzo
tadar je choba donga chem ba je ona choba donga te rang ngue so nyam nyong yo ye ba choba de zo ba ka ba je ngue so ye ba te kunzo te kunzo de ba ras
so So, for example, when we have an experience, a suffering, yes, a feeling, yes, feeling of suffering at this very present moment, so which is very, if you find it very, which is very unbearable, yes, unbearable, and this feeling, in fact, is just a relative one. It is a relative truth, or it is a conventional truth.
Par exemple. Si l'on ressent une souffrance qui semble insupportable, cette souffrance est juste au niveau relatif et conventionnel.
Quand ça n'a qu'un seul temps, quand il y a un seul temps, mais pas deux fois, il y a un seul temps, mais il y a un seul temps, 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 il y a un seul temps.
The reason why it is a conventional or is a relative truth. Because although it is false, it's not true existence, however, clinging to it, to it as reality, and grasping to it as reality, so then it appears as reality, and it functions like reality. So then we explain the sufferings.
Et quoi qu'elle soit au niveau relatif et conventionnel, en s'attachant à cette sensation comme ayant une existence réelle, comme existant réellement, on ressent la souffrance.
Tatar je dunga te ngu su nyong jeng. Zo mutapa yona yang, te chorba dunga te ngawo la takye tamo kapsa, hirab je takye tamo kapsa, madro pa, mahi pa, mahi pa, te tene chorba tungpa nyi betare.
So in such suffering at the present, very present moment that we experience, which is very unbearable for us, so when we examine it minutely with wisdom, and then we don't find the existence of the sufferings or the feeling of suffering, and we don't find its reality finally. So it means that the reality is of the feeling of suffering or the feeling in general is void.
Et quand on examine avec la connaissance transcendante minutieusement cette souffrance, on s'aperçoit que cette souffrance n'existe pas réellement, qu'en fait elle est vide.
Tena khirab de che na madro ba mani be tong ba ni te tene ta chob ne lo ngoma te tene tong ba ni te.
So and in this way, when we through the examination by the wisdom, when we don't find any the anything that is called the feelings, and we don't find its existence, so that is the voidness in relation to the feeling.
Et quand on réalise que cette sensation n'existe pas réellement, c'est ce qu'on appelle la vacuité en ce qui concerne la sensation.
Tena tanda tene choba temba nyevar gyaba de kheta kar chemre.
So therefore, and the practice of the recollection of feeling is important.
Donc la pratique du rappel en ce qui concerne la sensation est très importante.
Tene perna donga je choba te nol longju me ba nam la chobo lu je donga de chebare nol longju de temba jo chembo da korsa chembo nam la loncho chenpo da korsa chenpo namla lyuji donga chenpo mewara semji donga de chenpo yore.
Concerning
Memba namla lyuji do chenpo namla semji do yore.
Concerning the suffering, Rinpoche says that those who are those who are poor, yes, and not having any possession, material possession, and for them there are more the more physical sufferings, and then those who are in high position, those who are very rich, and for them the mental suffering is more than the physical.
En ce qui concerne les souffrances, les gens pauvres ont plus de souffrances physiques et les gens riches ont plus de souffrances mentales.
Penan zamlen ke nor cheche je traten de mambo la tene semje donga hajen chembo yebare.
For example, the richest person in the world have a much mental suffering.
Par exemple, les gens les plus riches du monde ont beaucoup de souffrances mentales.
Penan zamlen ke je chembo pecha chembo tende pecha ganza to so cha yong ba ka so mambo sen donga chembo yeba ka che nyen ba cha ba de tende lo de ko so.
Because Rinpoche hear many stories, like not story, many yes,
more than that.
Yes, concerning the rich people in the world, when when the money value goes down, or whenever there is inflation, or the money value goes down, so then they experience suffering. Money value goes down.
More than that, chapa. More than that, chapa.
Ah,
manivelle. Oh,
et donc ces gens très riches ont des souffrances terribles quand la valeur de la monnaie tombe ou qu'il y a de l'inflation.
Concerning this,
you know better, he says.
En ce qui concerne ça, on en sait plus, on connaît bien.
However,
it is not it's enough just to know that this, but how they suffer, you know, the different people in different levels, how the poor people suffer, and how the rich people suffer, and how the people in the high positions, how they suffer. We have to examine them.
Mais il ne suffit pas de savoir.
You should read newspapers.
Il faut examiner, réfléchir sur la manière dont les gens pauvres souffrent. Des amis et des ennemis.
La bardo. Tene thole tebe donga te jinche me banda wo top chembo da mambo yore te so tanje kande se mo da ya pota kira pota ko.
And particularly, Rinpoche say that the suffering, the one experience because of friend or because due to friend is much more than the suffering that one experience due to the enemy. So this we should examine how really the suffering arises in.
Et particulièrement la souffrance due aux amis est plus importante que celle due aux ennemis. On doit examiner comment cela arrive.
Je suis donc un chien pour être une ayant qui rappe de taquet dans des temps. Ben, il y a un yan, t'en es d'or, ma tape à maras. Car elle s'en a trouvé à quarante temps. Ben, ma dobe yinsa, t'en es qui rappe de taquet dans d'or les laures.
Though the suffering is
very big,
though such suffering is very big and very great, and however, one is not something that one cannot be eliminated. The reason why one can eliminate the suffering, this kind of suffering, because the suffering itself, the feeling itself is not inherent to existence. So by applying method or remedy, that is meditation or recollection, we can eliminate them.
Et on peut éliminer ces souffrances seulement par la réalisation que ces souffrances n'existent pas réellement. Donc pour cela, il faut utiliser le rappel.
Rang dunga rang dopar sebe thabras.
In brief, Rinpoche says the meditation on the recollection of the feeling is the method or means to remove one's own suffering.
Donc la méditation sur le rappel en ce qui concerne les sensations est la manière d'éliminer les souffrances qui y sont attachées.
Rang dong dong de soba temba nye ya gona rang ma do na no longe ke jan do to go mare to dan korsa ke jan do to go mare la tan de ke jan do to go mare karasana rang hira de rang dong do.
Unless one removes, yes, one eliminates one's own suffering and feeling of sufferings by applying the meditation on the recollection of the feeling, yes, and one cannot eliminate it by other means, neither by the help, by means of wealth or richness or money, nor by by power
and position,
power and the high position, by means of them, no, by by the help of what do you call it, the god and the devils.
Et tant qu'on ne peut pas utiliser ce rappel, on ne peut pas éliminer la souffrance, ni par les possessions ou les richesses, ni par le pouvoir et la puissance, ni par l'aide de Dieu ou de démons.
Tene semje donga te te hendo tsebe chokpo tomo ka do tokumares.
So concerning these mental sufferings, it cannot be eliminated even by the friends.
Et même cette souffrance mentale ne peut pas être éliminée par les amis.
Ana kare ka do tore senata sova temba nye ya gomde yakpo gona hirap ka do tokures. Sova ran sova dada ma do bar hibi hirap dan sova dembar ma do bar hibi hirap te ka do tokure.
So then if one questions, then by what means one can remove or eliminate this mental suffering? So Rinpoche says that can be through the wisdom, that the wisdom of egolessness, and the wisdom that knows that all the phenomena are without entity. Through this two wisdom, and by developing these two wisdom, or by means of these two wisdom, then one can eliminate the sufferings,
si mental suffering. Demande par quel moyen on peut éliminer ces souffrances mentales? On peut les éliminer par la sagesse qui de la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego et la sagesse de la non-existence intrinsèque des phénomènes.
Tena namba sanje pe tene lan sakshi te donga te yenge do mugge ba donga rang khirap je do ba thap tem ba te lan sakshi te te.
So the most profound way in the the most profound way in the Dharma or in the Buddhism is taught is that to remove one's own suffering, to eliminate one's own sufferings, without depending on the on external cause and the condition. Yes.
Et le moyen le plus profond enseigné, qui est enseigné pour éliminer la souffrance, est de l'éliminer par soi-même, d'une manière intérieure, sans dépendre de causes extérieures.
Tando dona tsova temba nyeja sejete donga rang yenge ma do bhi vadaras.
So in brief, what is it called, the recollection of the feeling means that to develop the understanding and the realizations of the feeling is how they are not to exist in.
Donc en résumé, le rappel en ce qui concerne les sensations est développer la compréhension qu'ils n'ont pas d'existence réelle.
Tena donga rangi je maro pa maro beton sova temba nyevari japa tene yapo gongo.
So therefore, Rinpoche says one should do meditation on the recollection of the feelings. It's very well, and which means to understand or to develop the understanding that suffering and the feeling are not inherently existent.
Et on doit pratiquer cette méditation sur le rappel des sensations pour voir comment ils n'ont pas d'existence réelle.
Tene dorje tebe lola tap chepar chen je chorba donga dewa la jobe tap yang song bar.
So then in Vajrayana, Rinpoche said that there are instructions also, there are methods also, how to transform the suffering into bliss.
Dans le Vajrayana, il y a des instructions sur la manière de transformer la souffrance en félicité.
Tene donga dechen de jobe tap te dorje tebe lo la chu dog na ne tumen na jorses.
So in Vajrayana, the means and the method to which the suffering is transformed into great bliss is tummo, is the practice of the tummo or the inner heat, the one of the six yoga of Naropa.
Et cette méthode qui transforme la souffrance en grande félicité est la méthode de tummo, un des six yogas de Naropa.
Sorva dechen do khyasa na khap je tok jang deva che sombat ne son yores sorva deva chen bol jo te le tham che sorva deva chen bi cha ba kap so khap tok na yang te ne le la khap tok na yang deva che se tun son yores sorva dechen do khyasa na khap je tok jang deva che son yores.
In some of the songs and by the Kajulin Islamas also
Kajulin
and these songs, then they say that when the suffering arises as a great bliss, so at that time, even when somebody sticks the needle. Even then, this sensation of painful sensation also transform, or one experience as a bliss, it's a great bliss.
Et donc,
Kajubu Mahasiddha.
Un accompli, un Mahasiddha Kajupa, disait que quand on transforme la souffrance en grande félicité, même la sensation d'être piqué par une aiguille devenait une grande félicité.
So
therefore, there are in the Mahayana there are the method or the technique to how to transform the feelings of suffering into voidness, and there are the method and the technique in the Vajrayana to transform the suffering into great bliss.
In the Mahayana, yes. Et dans le Mahayana, il y a des méthodes pour transformer la souffrance en vacuité, dans le Vajrayana, pour transformer la souffrance en félicité.
Te ya chita te korem dawa se na jikte be lo la chowa la denbari kin chowa la denbari kin chowa la debari kin bare te dobe thap se nyin te te be lo la chowa tam je donga da gom go bare chowa te pa chen be lo la chowa tong ba nyi do gom te jikte be lo la chowa la denbari kin ba tang debari kin ba tang nyin te je lo la chowa donga de kin ba nyi ga do tu yo re dor je te be lo la chowa chowa deba chen bo
So in brief, Rinpoche said that through the meditation on the So in the Shravaka system, through the meditation on the recollection of the feeling, yes, and one eliminate all the feelings, the concept of the ordinary beings to the feeling, towards feeling as a true existence is eliminated, and then in the Mahayana system, in the Mahayana, yes, then through the meditation on the recollection of the feeling. So then, as being, as what you call inherently not existent, or that is the void, the feeling as a void, then it eliminates the concept in the Shravaka system that the, that the feelings are
Sovadunga,
yes. Feelings as sufferings are eliminated. That's this concept. The Mahayana, yes. The Mahayana method, eliminate both the concept of the ordinary beings as concerning this suffering as a true existence, and the Shravakas, the concerning the feelings as a suffering, yes. And then in Vajrayana, through the meditation on the feelings as a great bliss, so all the three concepts, the lower three concepts, that the concept of ordinary beings as suffering as a true existence, and then the concept of this, all the feelings as a suffering, then the concept of the sufferings or feelings as a voidness, all three are eliminated.
What was the meditation of Shravaka?
Meditation on the recollection, you know? Yes. Recollection on the feelings as sufferings only.
Suffering.
No matter any kind of feeling, they are suffering.
What the feelings are suffering.
What feelings suffering, yes.
Uh-huh. Dans le système de Shravaka, il y a la méditation sur toutes les sensations comme étant souffrance. Dans le système du Mahayana, sur les sensations comme étant vacuité. Et dans le Vajrayana, sur les sensations comme étant grande félicité. Et à travers le système des Shravaka, on élimine la conception des sensations. What concept is eliminated in the Shravaka?
In the concept of this feeling as suffering. Nide te gulula tsorwa de dungal tu gumbara.
Nire.
Yes. The concept of suffering.
Suffering.
Yes, you
can. But I have said that meditation was to consider all feelings as suffering.
As suffering, yes.
And what do you eliminate? In Shravaka.
Shravaka one, eliminate the ordinary one, suffering as feelings as a true existence. The Mahayana one, eliminate both the ordinary one and the Shravaka one. You know, Shravaka's concept.
But perhaps I was wrong. I said that the Shravaka meditation was to consider all feelings as all sensations. All feelings as suffering.
As suffering. Yes.
But it can be, if you consider all feelings as suffering, it can't eliminate.
I see. You mean you understand? Yes. The higher performance. Neither the below, right? So what do I do about it? I mean, that is doctors, big damage. So what? Then zind.
So what do I? So what? So what time the devil came back, the Tova Donado gone, the devil came back, the dog here.
Yes. In ordinary level, then the attachment to the.
The chili came back, the devil, the chipole came back.
This is eliminated.
So what Donado came, the chili came back.
Donc, au niveau des Shravaka, cela élimine le concept de l'attachement aux sensations comme étant agréables. Au niveau du Mahayana, cela élimine à la fois le concept ordinaire des sensations comme étant agréables et le concept des Shravaka des sensations comme étant souffrance. Et au niveau du Vajrayana, cela élimine le concept des trois formes de concepts. Vajrayana level, what is eliminated?
To the episode,
yes, what is
it? Eliminates all the three.
Pleasant, and voidness.
Yes, yes.
Cela élimine les trois formes de concepts, des sensations comme étant agréables, comme étant souffrance et comme étant vacuité.
Tenez, te patin boulot la santé, sambata samatse, tenez, rang, tsova tembanye ya de gomme, tsova tembanye ya gomme de semla, tsova donga kevenyam yung togre, tenez, tsova donga ti.
So therefore Rinpoche says that in the Mahayana, the Bodhisattva and Bodhisattva, they should practice the recollection of the suffering. And through this meditation, they will find their sufferings are subsiding. Then when they find it like this, then they should teach, they should guide the other people also.
Et dans le Mahayana, les bodhisattvas doivent pratiquer le rappel au niveau de la sensation pour éliminer tout. Oui. By practicing this, what do they do?
Then they will find their suffering subsiding.
Subsiding. Donc, par cette méditation, leur sensation, leur souffrance disparaît et ensuite ils peuvent aider les autres êtres.
So now the third recollection is the recollection of the mind, yes. And then this is the also again we involve in analysis and how the mind is not so existent.
Le troisième rappel est au niveau de l'esprit et on analyse par la connaissance transcendante comment il n'est pas réellement existant.
So then the recollection of the phenomena, I mean that again through the wisdom we always analyze, yes, how the external phenomena such as sound, taste and form, etc. are not inherently existent.
Et ensuite, dans le quatrième point, on analyse par la connaissance comment les phénomènes extérieurs, les sons, les formes, etc., n'ont pas d'existence réelle.
So this is the...
So this is the brief explanations on the meditation or the recollection of the recollections, yes, and from the 37 enlightening factors.
Donc c'est la brève explication des quatre rappels
de parmi les 37 facteurs de l'illumination.
So now we will do meditation for a while.
On va méditer pour un moment.
So today we will do meditation on the recollection of feeling.
On va méditer sur le rappel en ce qui concerne la sensation.
So, and in order to do meditation, and Rinpoche says that whatever feelings we have at the present moment, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant feeling, or it is just indifferent one, so we should examine it. Through examination, we should establish its being not true existent, not inherently existent. So then, to rest in that state.
Et on fait cette méditation en examinant comment toutes les sensations n'ont pas d'existence intrinsèque, et on reste, on demeure dans cet état.
Then, tadar jo chovate deva yena deva chovate la takye tangore donga yena donga jo chovate takye tangore.
If the present feeling is happiness or is pleasant, yes, then we have to analyze it. If it is unpleasant, then also we should, how it is unpleasant, we should examine it. And if it is indifference, then again how it is indifference, we should examine it.
Et on examine les sensations. Comment elles sont agréables, si elles sont agréables ou désagréables, si elles le sont, ou comment elles sont entre les deux, si c'est l'indifférence.
Then gong the keba yin the kid up the table, the mother pa money, but payang re, then payang and yamriba.
So as Rinpoche says, he mentioned before, that when we examine, when we analyze, so then all the sensations and the feelings are not, we find them as a spacious and very open one, openness, and without any entity. So then in that, when we find it, in that very findingness we have to rest.
Et quand on examine, on trouve que toutes les sensations sont complètement ouvertes, comme l'espace, et on demeure dans cet état.
So then we have to rest in this spacious state.
Et on reste dans cet état d'ouverture.
So in this way, if we succeeded to rest in this relaxed state or this spacious state, then it means the peace of the mind is discovered by ourselves, by one's own effort.
Si on arrive à demeurer dans cet état d'ouverture, c'est que on découvre par nous-mêmes la paix de l'esprit.
And unless
and until we achieve or we find, we discover the peace of the mind within the mind itself, we cannot find it from outside.
Et on ne peut pas trouver cette paix de l'esprit à l'extérieur, elle doit venir de l'intérieur de l'esprit lui-même.
No matter
we try to find it in all over the world by journeying by aeroplane or in other planet through the rocket, we cannot find it.
Et même si on fait le tour de la Terre en avion ou que l'on aille dans une autre planète en fusée, on ne peut pas le trouver.
So then if one wonders, then how one can discover it? So this is Rinpoche says, first we develop the understanding through the wisdom which knows the egolessness, and we develop the understanding that how the feelings or sensations are not inherent to existence. So then, if you rest in this state of understanding, and then we discover the peace of mind by ourselves.
Et on le découvre par la sagesse qui comprend que les sensations n'ont pas d'existence intrinsèque par la non-existence de l'ego. Et en demeurant dans cet état, c'est la paix de l'esprit.
So in this way, and when we rest in it, then the peace and the happiness which reside within ourselves is discovered by ourselves.
Demeurant dans cet état, la paix et le bonheur résidant en nous sont découverts à l'intérieur de nous-mêmes.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, first, we have to discover, yes. We have to search for the peace of our own peace, yes. First we have to find out the peace for the peace of our own peace by ourselves.
Donc on doit découvrir la paix d'abord par nous-mêmes.
And after that, one will discover one's own peace by oneself.
And then thirdly, and
one should practice, means I think one should develop the peace of mind discovered by oneself. Second, we will find. First, we have to look for. Then second, we will find it. And the third, we should develop it.
Donc d'abord, on doit chercher la paix à l'intérieur de nous-mêmes. En deuxième lieu, on trouve la paix à l'intérieur de nous-mêmes. En troisième lieu, on développe la paix à l'intérieur de nous-mêmes. Donc maintenant, on va méditer.
Dukang la yin me je wa nam do gen de wo me ba je du ri je bar je mo ne wo ran sen la ngi sin ro wa ha lo la te zo me je wa pa je pu ye sin ba je ma jo je ngo wo tu je jin zhang zhe zhou sin bo zhen de wo.